Good morning. Today we have a recap of our weekly topic, and we're also going to add on an interesting question and answer at the end. Our topic this week, based on this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach, is as follows. When Rachel Imenu passes away, Yaakov Avinu buries her. That is Kever Rachel. And the Pasuk says, Vayatsev Yaakov Matseva al Kvurasa, that Yaakov Avinu put a Matseva, a monument, a tombstone, a marking on her kever, and that is Kever Rachel at Hayom Hazeh. So we got into a number of questions relating to tombstones and marking of graves, and we saw that the Sheet of Tosfos is that this is a halacha l'Moshe Messina. It's a very significant thing that we put a matseva on a kever. Rashi had a similar approach. He said it's Kain Doraisa. Effectively, it's Doraisa, but it's really Durabanan. It's something between a Doraisa and a Durabanan. So that is a very important mitzvah chiyuv that we follow through on. A question that we did discuss is, assuming we have a tombstone there, we're in a cemetery, for example, and we get tired, are we permitted to lean on a matseva? Are we similarly permitted to sit on a matzeva? So we saw the opinion of the Or Zeruah, who said as follows, Mashenase letzorach hamace, anything that is made for the need of the mace, ulekavodo mace, and anything that is there in respect of the person who deceased is asur bahana, it is prohibited to have hana from that. And accordingly, the Or Zeruah told us that it's prohibited to lean on a matzeva, and not only to lean on it, it is also prohibited to walk on graves to get to somewhere else because it's asur bahana. So that was the take of the Or Zeruah. Nonetheless, the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch, when it came to sitting on a matzeva, he brought two opinions. Opinion number one is that it's prohibited to sit on the stone that they put on the kever as a matzeva, so that's the stone on top of a kever, as a monument, as a marker. Then there are those who disagree and are lenient. And the Pisrei Tshuva brought two explanations why it would be prohibited. That's the first view in the Ramah. And reason number one, it would be prohibited to sit on a matzeva, is because there is an Isser Hana'a. It is prohibited to benefit from a matzeva. And number two is a bizayon lemeitz. It is a disgrace to the mace, to the deceased, if we would be sitting or leaning on the matzeva. And then the Pisrei Tshuva brings a nafkamina between those two reasons. And the nafkamina is walking over a kever. Can you walk on it if you have to pass to somewhere else? So he explains that when it comes to an Isser Hana'a, he disagrees with the Or Zeruah. The Or Zeruah says there's a Hana'a when you walk over the grave, and that's prohibited. The Pisrei Tshuva says that's not a Hana'a. In fact, I prefer the grave not be here, because if anything, having a grave there and a tombstone there hinders my walking over it. And accordingly, there's no hana, there's no benefit that I have from the grave itself. I am just walking over, and if the grave wasn't there, I would more easily be able to walk over it. So there's no his or hana in walking on top of a grave. However, it's not covered a mace. That's the second reason we brought. It's the design of the mace. It's not covered for the mace when we walk over it. But accordingly, says the Pisrei Tshuva, a nafkamina between those two reasons, as we mentioned, is walking over. When it comes to an Isra Ana, there is not an Isra Ana, there is a Bizayon Amaz, but because of that, because there's no Isra Ana, says the Pisrei Tshuva, Kein Mishum Mitzvah Mutar Leilech, if we were wanting to walk over a grave, to walk on the grave itself, for the need of a mitzvah. For example, we are going to Alavaya somewhere else and we need to get there. And the way to get there, the graves are very close together. We need to walk over some graves because that's Letzorach mitzvah. It indeed would be permitted. The Taz says, similarly, it's Lefi Sha'a. If you need to go by and it's just a temporary basis, not that you're going to be walking back and forth on the graves, that indeed would be permitted. Our next question that we had is, what happens if you don't know where, for example, a parent is buried? And that was the question that was posed to the Igros Moshe, people who perished in the Shoah, somebody who perished in a war, and you don't know where they are buried or where the body is. Should you build a matzeva a monument to remember them independent. For example, where the children live, put it into the Beis HaKfaros or something like that. Rav Moshe says there's no basis for that, the whole concept of a matzevis on the kever itself, around the kever, but not independent of the kever. But what you can do is give a donation to yeshiva, put a plaque up, for example, in the Beis Medrash, that will act as a beautiful matzeva, a zikher, nishmas, somebody's parents, even if you don't know where they're buried, but that is a way to have a proper matzeva, a memorial, in a very positive fashion. So donating to a charity, donating to a place that they're learning, the place of chesed, ideally, he does say, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, the best is to give to a yeshiva, a kollel, and the like. Continuing, the next issue that we had is im yecholim habanim, if the children are allowed, in place of buying a matzeva, because they are expensive, to donate that money to a yeshiva, to donate it to charity. And Rav Moshe says nowadays that the minhag is everyone puts up a matzeva. It is an absolute obligation to put up a matzeva. There's some poskim that say even if it weren't the minhag of people, there is an absolute obligation. But certainly, even those who are lenient on this, once it's accepted to do, there's an absolute requirement to put up a matzeva, and we would not be permitted to replace that even by giving the money to tzedakah. And our last issue of the topic is, there is actually a famous Yerushalmi in Shkolim, Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel says, Ein osim nefashos letzadikim. We do not make, apparently, a nefesh, that is one of the three names that we started our topic with, for a matzeva. We had matzeva, we had tzion, and we have nefashos, a nefesh, that's those tombstones. It says, but we don't make a nefesh, a tombstone, a marker for tzadikim. And our question is, how is that possible? We said that if it's effectively a doraisa, it's almost a doraisa. Halacha l'moshe misinai, kein doraisa, to have a matzeva. So how can we say in the Gemara in Shkalim that ein osim nefashlos letzadikim? So the Geshur HaChaim discusses this, and he explains as follows. In fact, there are three different reasons why we have a matzeva. The first one is a tzion lenefesh, and the reason why we have a tzion is to mark off the kever to show that that is a place of tumah. That is where we have effectively a chiyuv that is almost deraisa. That, in order to mark the grave, mark it around it so people can see with, for example, lime or some other way of marking it, that is the chiyuv that's almost a deraisa. The second reason that we have a matzeva is called a matzeva al hakever l'skulas hanefesh. That is for the skula of the nefesh. What's the nefesh? So that is part of the individual. We have a goof, we have a nefesh, we have a neshama. After 12 months or possibly, hopefully earlier, the neshama departs, but the nefesh stays there above the kever. And in order to, says the Geshur HaChaim, have a marking and say, so cover to that nefesh, we have a matzeva ala kever, we have a matzeva there, and it's a skula for the nefesh. So both of those reasons are applicable also for somebody who's a tzaddik. But the third reason, he says as follows, Mashe bonim b'nei adam lichvodo, that people build on a kever, on a grave, for the kavod of the person who passed away, and so that he should be remembered, sheyishar shmo lezikaron ben achayim, that the people who live, stay alive, should remember the person who passed away. That third concept of having a tombstone, of a marking, that does not apply to a tzaddik. That applies to other people. When it comes to tzaddikim, the concept here is shidivrehem umaaseyem hem hem zichronam hayoser gadov hayoser tov. Their actions, their words, the divrei Torah that they spoke, the svarim that they wrote, the impact that they had on the world, that is what and how they are remembered. And accordingly, that third facet of why we mark off a kever is not necessary, and maybe shouldn't be done even, but it certainly isn't necessary when it comes to tzaddikim. But we still have to fulfill the first two imperatives of marking off the grave from tumah, and also as a skula for the nefesh. Have a wonderful day. Have a wonderful Shabbos.